First, on June 8, 1972, a South Vietnamese plane dropped napalm bombs on a South Vietnamese village believed to be occupied by North Vietnamese forces. That bombing might have faded from memory if it weren't for a photo taken by a photographer with the Associated Press. The iconic image shows a young Vietnamese girl fleeing from where the bombs fell, terrified and naked, with other horrified children. The girl's clothes had been burned in the attack, and she took them off as she fled. The photo became known as Napalm Girl. It became synonymous with the ongoing conflict in Vietnam after it appeared across American media. The photographer Nick Ut eventually won a Pulitzer Prize for the image. The girl in the photo is Kim Phuc Phan Thai. She survived the napalm attack with severe burns. Since the photo was taken, she's become an advocate for peace and for children across the globe. She's speaking in Madison on Saturday about her life and joins us now. Kim Phuc, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, a lot of us, maybe most of us, of course, have seen that famous, horrible picture. Can you talk about some of your memories of that day and what happened?
Yeah, that day, what happened to me, I never forget it. And I remember we hide in the Khao Dai temple. As a children, we just allowed to play really nearby the bomb shelter. Then I remember after lunch in June 8, then we just play around with my cousin, my favorite cousin. And then the soldiers just came to us and yell for the children to run. And so we just run out, and I was one of the children. Then I remember I just run just in the front of the temple. Then I got into the Highway 1, and right there I saw the airplane was so fast and so loud and so close to me. Then I have no idea why I should run, but I stood right there. And I turned my head and I saw four bombs landing down like that. Then I heard the noise, boop, 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 boop. And suddenly the fire was everywhere around me. And I just saw the fire on over my left arm. And I used my right hands to, I just wet it up. That way I got burned both sides. And of course my clothes was on fire and just burned it off, all of them. And then I was so terrified, I remember. And I thought, oh my goodness, I got burned. So I will be different. So people will see me different way. And that moment I was so scared and terrified, and I stopped thinking, and I kept running out of that fire. Then I saw my brothers and my cousin and some soldiers there, and we kept running and running and running. That I all I remember.
You are a 9-year-old girl going through all this.
I just turned 9. My birthday, April 6th, then June 8th, I got burned.
Now, days later, you survived somehow, and you saw the picture not long after. What are you thinking as a 9-year-old girl seeing this picture of yourself?
First time I saw my picture when I come home from the hospital for 14 months. And then my father showed me my picture. Honestly, I just asked why he took that picture about me. I was naked. I was agony. I was hopeless. It's ugly picture. I didn't like it. And I felt like, as a little girl, I feel so embarrassed. Why I'm, you know, naked, and my brothers and my cousin all with clothes on, but me. And I wish that picture not taken.
How do you, looking back years later, what do you think about that picture now?
Wow. That picture became so powerful gift for me. Big impact in my life when I had the baby. I became a mother. I hold my baby. His name Thomas. And so I just hold my baby and I look at my picture. And somehow it's really touched me so deep that I never let my baby suffer like that little girl. Not only my baby, but all the children around the world, they not deserve that. They need to be loved. They need to be protection. They need to be happy and enjoy life as a children. And so from that moment, that is the motive for me. I want to accept it. I want to do something the best as a mother can do to protect the baby. And so I accept it, and I wanted to go back to work with my picture for peace. And from that, since that thought, and I just really dedicated my life to help children, all kind of the children need. And that is, I started from there.
Now we see in the news the horrible things happening now in Yemen and Syria, and it's easy to think of them as far away, and we use words like humanitarian situation. With your story, your experience, do you want us to be thinking about the 9-year-old girl now in Syria or in Yemen?
That's why it broke my heart. Number one, how can I respond? My heart with them. I pray for them. And then physically, I really want to do my best through the Kim Foundation International and to be partnered with another foundation to help them as much as we could do. We help children to build the school, the hospital, or orphanage home. And right now, I'm so happy to be here to let you know that I'm a partner with the Library for Children International. And we are together. I'm so thrilled and I'm so thankful that there are so many people, especially for who are they? It doesn't matter, but they have the heart to help to build the wall that is just about through education and help people, help specifically for children. That I am so happy. So we want to build the library for children in Vietnam, and specifically in my hometown, Trang Bang, and to help to fulfill my dream. Thank you.
You've been through so much, this horrific experience, but hearing you talk and reading in your book, Fire Road, I keep hearing hope. And it's your subtitle is, it's a memoir of hope. How do you sustain that hope?
Yes, because I really believe that everybody... as a child, I lost my hope when I got burned. I became a victim of war, and not only of war, but after that, on and on and on in my life. And when you get into Fire Road, you know that seemed like I was hopeless. I living with hatred, bitterness, anger. I didn't want to live anymore, but because of hope that I found in my faith, I became Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ. So I got that faith, and that faith, it helped me to learn to move on, to learn to have peace and joy and hope. And the most important thing that I learned, to forgive who caused my suffering. Since I was 9 years old, and later at the teenager, and all kind of, but right now, deep in my heart, yes, I have hope. And that is so important for me, for that little girl to have that, to continue to live and to dedicate her life to know the purpose. For me, just that little girl, and as you ask me, all children around the world, even now, they still suffer. Seem for them that no hope, but my life is a give them hope because I still alive. My voice is still on behalf of all of them. Yes, we are not just stay at a victim, but we can move on to learn all about what happened to us, and we move on, and then we can make a difference. So I cannot make different by my own, but by God's love, by people love, like doctor, nurses, teachers, friend, whoever I met, I can learn from their love. So children who suffer right now, or even victims of war or any kind of tragedy or underprivileged, I just let them know that never give up. You always have hope.
Thank you so much for your work and for sharing it with us today.
Thank you so much.
Kim Phuc Van Thai is the author of Fire Road, The Napalm Girl's Journey Through the Horrors of War to Faith, Forgiveness, and Peace. She was at the center of the iconic Vietnam War photo, commonly titled Napalm Girl. She's speaking tomorrow afternoon at the Pyle Center on UW-Madison's campus. You can find a link to the free event at WPR.org.